This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast session brought to you guys by HISA team. Today, Markets Monday is every Monday. We usually sit down and we meet and we talk about what to expect on markets, how various markets within the country has opened, and how various events that have spun out over the week, over the weekend, are likely to affect this week in terms of trading performance. Thank you. My name is Felix Ucheng and I'll be your host for today. Sadly, Davis is not in today. Davis will be joining us again next week. Today, I'll be guiding you guys across various markets. Probably what I'll start with is, first of all, for those of you who are joining us on this live recording on the Telegram channel, please feel free. If you have a question, you can always just raise your hand. If you want to comment on something, feel free to always just raise your hand, and then you can always be able to just let me know and I'll be able to guide you in and also give you probably a leeway to speak. So last week on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, we saw a little bit of an increase in activity week on week on the market. The first thing that would be very noticeable on the market is that for the first time, I know we've been talking about Safaricom as a company taking a lot of activity on the market by probably being like a market leader when it comes to the activities that have been happening on the market. But for last week, we saw the banks actually dominate trading on the NSE. Banks actually took in a lot. We saw banks like KCB, Equity Bank, and I&M form quite a chunk of what was trading last week. So that's one thing that I know we're going to talk about in this session. We're also just going to talk about a few things that happen that are happening this week, including Transcentury, which has released the results this week. We've seen Khan General has also released their financial reports the half year results. Something as well that we might be touching on before market, that they released the results before market opened. So this is something as well that is going to be very interesting for us as investors on the market to be able to really just continue looking up to, even as we proceed with this session. Transcentury PLC, I know that's a company that we've been waiting for because there's been news on TCL as a company, news of acquisition by East African Cables. What they said was that they had planned to voluntarily delist from the market. We know that TCL has been one of those companies that have really delayed, that have affected in one way or another, that have affected EABL, East African Cables, that is CABL, from releasing the financial results. For those of you who don't understand how this really relates, is that one of them is a subsidiary of the other. I know there's a podcast that we talked about with Davis where we actually mentioned about companies that are listed and are part of, that are subsidiaries of other companies. Some of the companies that we mentioned during that podcast was Longhorn, which is also a subsidiary, which is considered as a subsidiary of Centum as well, and many more other companies. So always be sure to head on to HISA and just check on the app. Check on the podcast. I think it should be Markets Monday. That was the fifth podcast that we did where we mentioned about the company having a little bit of sort of like an engagement with companies that are subsidiaries of the other. So that's one thing that we are really going to continue looking into. Now, back to what happened within the week. Last week, we saw Safaricom PLC release their results. Safcom is a major move on the market, and probably I don't know if we would want to relate the release of these results with what really happened on the market, with the banks sort of waking up literally from a long sleep because of the past one month. Actually, week on week, Safaricom has been the market leader in terms of activity, and not just market leader by a small margin, market leader by as much as probably about as much as maybe about 60-65. And we even saw last week, the previous week, that is week 18, where Safcom was actually leading by a point of about 79%. That was close to like 80% of the market activity on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Talking of the indices, what happened with the index data is we saw the all share index, that is NASI, drop, I think, for the first time, but it dropped by a huge margin as well, about 3.12%. So looking at it from a percentage standpoint, it's 3.12. Looking at it from a basis point, it's about 5.33. Basically, this might have been, was likely backed by the decline of Safaricom, which, just as I mentioned as well, is a market mover. So Safcom declined week on week to about 3.43%. That's closing down to about 39 shillings and 40 cents. The weighted average for Safcom was at 39 shillings and 40 cents as of Friday. This is down from 40 shillings and 80 cents where Safaricom was actually trading at. That was on the previous week. Safcom did about 32% of market activity, in case you're wondering. Safcom's activity was about 32.14% on the market. But on the other side, we saw the banks bring about 60.96% of the market. On the banking sector, Safcom did 3.21, which translated to about 980 million worth of shares, which were transacted within the week. So in case you're wondering, the activity on Safcom, I believe that's one thing that you as an individual, you can definitely be able to just check into. So I'd really encourage you to try and check a little bit in some of these things. I'm just checking today, and you can actually check this with me as well. If you have the Hisa app, I'm just checking on activity on Safaricom. Safaricom is currently the top move on the market, but seems like it's still headed down. Safcom is down right now about 0.25%, trading at a price of about 39.05. Remember when we were talking about the market, Safcom closed the week at 39.40, and right now it's trading at 39.05. I'm seeing bids on the market, total of 2.23 million bids. Total supply is about 506,000. Total demand, a bulk of this demand is really at 39 flat. We have about 628,000 at 39. We also have 492,000 at 39 shillings and 20 cents. But on the supply side, majority of what we can see, or what you can be able to see, is about 90,540. So probably what we can do is we can run a poll later on, just so that you guys give us your sentiments on what you think Safaricom, on how Safaricom would actually be able to perform in the week. So coming to the banking sector, which was a top performer. So the main thing when we're looking at these sectors is we always look at Safaricom from the telecommunication sector, because it's the only company that is. On the banking sector, there are a lot of banks that are listed on the NSE's banking sector, but cumulatively, the banking sector had about 1.8 billion of shares which were transacted for last week. This is about 60.96% of the week's traded value. KCB was the highest mover in that sector, moving about 21 million shares valued at 625 million Kenya shillings. I'm checking on KCB's performance right now again through the Hisa app, and I can be able to see KCB bids about 109,000, supply is about 67,400. A lot of these bids, on KCB bids are 198,000. I was checking KenGen, sorry, apologies on that. So that's one thing that I know we'd really be looking into. I'm just waiting for data from KCB trade, and then I'll be able to share that with you. So there could be a little bit of activity on KCB as a stock over the next few weeks. Probably investors are just trying to get into the market. guys are just trying to do a little bit more of activities here and there on the exchange. So that's one thing that we'd really be looking into as time goes through. So don't worry, we'll be checking out on this data for all these stocks and how they move. And you can also be able to just track this data just downloading the HISA app. I know most of us take time before they would be able to get some of this, but it would be interesting for you as an investor. Whether you're investing in the local markets, whether you're investing in offshore, there's a lot of activity that is coming in through the HISA app. In terms of other sectors, how other sectors performed, and also let me just give you guys one thing on the banking sector. Equity Bank as well moved about 20 million shares, valued at about 823 million Kenya shillings. Equity closed at about 40 shillings and 95 cents. KCB was fairly stable within the week at about 41 shillings and 95 cents. That is as at the close of Friday. Centum, I know this is a company that most of us have really been looking into, that is in the investment sector. Centum closed the week about 6.55% higher at about 15 shillings and 45 cents, with a volume of 2.8 million shares valued at 41 million transacted on the market. So I know that we will always be looking on to how these other companies are performing. Not only are we looking at these small sectors, but you as an investor, what you can always do is you can get into the market and have a look at how most of these companies listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange are actually performing. This gives you an opportunity to just also have a gauge of your portfolio. Last week on the gainers list, we had Nairobi Business Ventures actually move about 12.1%. Crown Paints, weirdly, was on the movers on the gainers list as well, about 8.89% up share price activity. So that's one thing I know we'll also be really looking in. On the loser side, weirdly enough, the companies that Uchumi still going down on the race to zero, closing at 0.23. Sun Group was down about 8.85%. I think that is definitely because of the statement that they released that they would delay in publishing the financial statement. But I think it's also for the good. Now, look at it from this standpoint as an investor. I look at this from two points. Sun Group might have probably found a lot of activity within the financials, what we usually call book cooking. So they might have found this and they're just trying to clean it up before they give you the final things as an investor. So what you should be able to brace yourself for as an investor is this. If the financials were bad, then you need to be prepared that you might continue to take a hit. But if they figure out that it might not have been as bad as initially, as most investors would probably think, then they might just give us stable reports, stable results, so that we can also be able to just, as investors, we can also be able to, we'll see a lot of rally on the stock. Because personally, just in my personal opinion, once again, remember, guys, whatever we mentioned through Markets Monday, whatever you mentioned through all our podcasts on HISA necessarily don't reflect the opinion of the company. And also, these opinions are purely for educational purposes. You should not take this into consideration when making a purchase or a sale of any stock. So on another angle, in my opinion, I feel Scan Group is highly undervalued as a company. The price, the entry price would really be good for an investor. If you do your research and then you figure out that it's good, I think prices of about 5 shillings and 50 cents or thereabout would really be good for for you as an investor to getting into a company, and just hoping that we get to see the previous actions of the previous management. If the current management will continue that, and I definitely believe that this is something we could be able to expect. But also for you as an investor, just a disclaimer is, if the financials are bad, you should be prepared for something like Sun Group not issuing a dividend. Should be prepared for a sell-off, a massive sell-off by retail shareholders. Because see, stocks that trade lower and are usually attractive, like Sun Group, I've had a lot of retailers buy into it and accumulate them over time. You find guys having close to about 100,000 to 200,000 shares. If you get 10 guys having 200,000 shares, that's 2 million shares. If they dump it on the market, you definitely would expect a share price tick. So that's one thing. But also if the company activity continues to become positive, as it's always been, then we definitely would look up for share price probably rallying back to the price of about 9 shillings. That would just be my personal opinion. Once again, this does not necessarily mean that you as an investor would need to buy Scan Group as a stock. Then another thing that we'd probably be really looking into this week is we're still seeing a little bit of activity on BOC. BOC Kenya, these are some of the companies that guys really don't look into, but I'm just mentioning them because they're in the movers list. They're also in the gainers. Some of them are in the losers, some are in the gainers list. So we talked about the movers, and now we're looking at the losers. And we're seeing Express Kenya, BOC, Olympia, and Uchumi. I don't know what you guys really think, but we can also just start a chat today on the HISA platform, the discussion forum on HISA, and we can just actually just agree to probably just have an outlook on Uchumi, for example. What's your take on Uchumi? I'd really, really love to know your take on Uchumi. So please just head over to HISA and just give me comments on what you think would be your thoughts of Uchumi. Because my personal opinion once again is, I don't know what Uchumi is doing on the market. Uchumi should actually, these are companies that I don't think Uchumi has a future, so to speak. At least not on the NSE. Probably if somebody else acquires it for the brand. But of course, my personal opinion, Uchumi should not be on the market. So another thing that we'd really be looking into. Now, if we're looking on the single stock, Safaricom was still the top leader. KCB came in later, Equity as well later. If we're looking on a single stock, if we're looking on the sector, then definitely the banking sector was tops. KCB moved about 30.34% of the total market activity that was trading last week. So that's one thing that we'd still be looking into on the market. Currently, on the NSE, we're still seeing a little bit of activity here and there. So that's one thing we'd really be looking into over time as things go by. So that's one thing as well that as investors, I know we'd really be interested in, so that we can be able to just push forward and understand a few things here. And I know most of us are interested in just wondering what level of engagement are these companies really having? What level of engagement is the activity on the market for these companies that are listed on the Nairobi Securities? All right, so matters that are likely to be moving the market this week. I know a lot of you have seen it, and we might have looked at it as a small issue, as a non-issue on the market, but it really is a growing concern. It's currently what I think would actually be worrying is the activity between Israel and Gaza, where we're seeing it's almost leveling to a full-scale war between Israel and the Hamas militia in Gaza, militants Gaza. So we're really hoping it doesn't get to that level, because we also saw the other day Israel claimed that there were two rocket missiles that were actually fired from Iran. Iran, tomato, still the same thing. So if we get to that level and we see other countries are involved, we saw a few guys drag Qatar into the issue as well. If you think this moving across most of these other markets, then definitely as an investor, you should be able to expect a few things. Number one, being that if Iran gets involved actively, even if Israel would start bombing, because we know Iran might not really say that they're, Iran is might not be involved, but if ISIS, if we see Islamist extremist groups get involved, like Hamas, for example, has a few supporters, probably in other countries. If this gets to a point where Israel might be forced to retaliate, at their stops or at their bases in Iran, for example, we might see oil prices really shoot, for example, just a theory. So this is something that in turn, in the whole turn, might be able to affect a lot in terms of market activity, not only just from a standpoint, but you see, foreigners control a lot of our activity on the market. If there's something that can, that is likely to affect, because you see, if Israel would probably be hit, then the US might be able to, might be involved. And if they're involved, then that means you might see a reduction in foreign investment, in foreign investors, because guys would now start trading cautious. Because guys would probably ask themselves, how long will this be able to continue? Is my country safe? Are my investments really safe offshore? In whichever country it is. So these are things that usually happens, and many investors, you need to be prepared about them in case, just in case that they happen. So outlook for the week. Outlook for the week would really be on activity in the major counters. I'm looking at Bamburi, and Bamburi is down about 3.18%. Capturoti is down about 2.7%. Stanbic has released their Q1 results, the Q1 numbers, and Stanbic is down right now at about 2.14% on the market. I think it would just be interesting just for guys to just have a little bit of a look. So Stanbic, how the company has performed is, for the Q1 results, the net interest income is up about 5% on the for the company. The profit after tax, and this is quarterly, is at 23%. The loan loss provision definitely down, and we expect this to probably go across board. The loan loss provision for Stanbic is about 1.2%. The customer deposits is up about 11%. Definitely for quarterly results, there is no dividend that has been declared on that. So we'd really continue to watch as well. The activities that are likely to happen this week is we'll be looking at a few companies here and there that are probably just moving up. We're hoping for governments to be able to, we're looking at this for banks, sorry, not governments, for banks to be able to continue releasing the Q1 results. So also another thing that I'd really want to know on your thoughts is, which companies are you looking up to over the week, so that you can be able to probably just have an outlook as well. And I know that on the content calendar, which is coming up with the HISA app, we'll be able to give you guys a few of these things so that you need to know them in advance, like when a company is due to release their results, for example. So I guess if Davis was here, we'd have extended this conversation to a very long discussion as usual. So, but for today, I won't be able to take the hour, because I'm just here. I'm just giving you guys the data just as usual. We'll keep this Markets Monday, and Davis will be able to join us over the next in the next week on Markets Monday. So those of you who've been able to join us on the live recording, thank you all. It's a very cozy morning, so I'd really wish you guys a lovely week ahead. Thank you all, and bye-bye.